of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. My guest today is ZCF, and that stands for Zion Crime Factory. His website is zioncrimefactory.com. And that piece that we heard just before the break was, if you just Google at YouTube, Wikipedia, Israel is paying internet workers to manipulate online content. Now, when you create an article in Wikipedia, apparently people have the justification or the ability to manipulate it, to change it, to alter it, or to even get rid of it. And that is what they are doing. And they are paying. Israel is paying people to do this. This would be what they call their agents, their assets, or their synonym. Yes.
That synonym means it means helpers in Hebrew, I believe. And that term was given to us by a guy named Viktor Ostrovsky, who was a former Mossad operative who wrote a number of books called By Way of Deception and The Other Side of Deception, in which he said that there are up to a million Jews in the world, all over the world, who volunteer to help the Mossad in various ways. So that is why the Mossad seems to be so successful at pulling off these false flag attacks, such as 9/11, because they have so many operatives in the media, in the governments of various nations, and even just lower level type people who say some Jew owns a car rental service. He can provide a Mossad agent with a rental car without having to fill out the paperwork. So that is why they're so powerful, so successful. It seems they want to control every parcel of information that we receive, even on sites like Wikipedia and YouTube, and they try to delete everything I put up on the internet. In fact, I've had over 10 different blog sites deleted. I've had over 10 YouTube channels deleted. So they want to control everything, absolutely every piece of information you receive. They want to put their kosher stamp of approval on it before it reaches your television sets or your computer screens or what have you.
And yet people say that National Socialists are controlling the government. we just need to keep remembering that. What a laugh.
Yeah, it's a complete farce.
Now, someone off air wants to know how you actually began questioning what you had been taught in school. How did you happen to do this?
Well, first of all, I didn't question anything really until I got out of high school. I was pretty much believing most of the nonsense that were taught, but I wasn't really aware of any of these things at that time. But the first thing that really opened my eyes to these alternative topics was that 9/11, the 9/11 attacks, was not what we were being told that it was. And quickly on, I started to research that event. And found out and was convinced very quickly that it was a false flag operation. And the first people arrested on that day was Israeli intelligence officers who were dancing and celebrating and laughing and videotaping the attacks, and turned out to be Mossad agents sent to document the event. And once I figured out that Israel was committing so many crimes in the world, was committing false flag attacks, then I started to look into the broader Jewish question. That is basically how it began for me, and I'm sure a lot of other people started off on that 9/11 topic, because once you find out all the Israeli connections, the Jewish connections, like the Larry Silverstein and Frank Lowy, two Jews, owned the World Trade Center and took out a massive insurance policy specifically for terrorism 6 weeks before the attacks, and then Silverstein skipped work, a routine business meeting on 9/11, and he's personal friends with Benjamin Netanyahu.
Alrighty, we do have to take a quick 3-minute break, and we'll be right back.
Braxlings. guns are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the battle rifle all-purpose carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode, or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the BRAC at 877mybunker.com. The BRAC is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. BRAC fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 Cal, and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. We will take calls at 800-313-9443. Larry Silverstein was also very good friends with the chairman of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, Louis M. Eisenberg, and the negotiations for the lease of those buildings began in April of 2001.
Right, and the main guy who pushed for the privatization of the World Trade Center, because the World Trade Center was owned by the state of New York and New Jersey.
Yes.
Originally, and then they 6 weeks before the 9/11 attacks, they ended up putting it in private Jewish hands. Silverstein and Frank Lowy are both personal friends with the entire Likud party in Israel. And the main guy who pushed for that, who lobbied for that, was Ronald Lauder. And Ronald Lauder is a Jewish billionaire. He's part of all kinds of groups like the Anti-Defamation League, the World Jewish Congress. I think he's in charge of the World Jewish Congress. And he has a school in Israel called the Lauder School of Government Diplomacy and Strategy, which is literally a Mossad training school. So everybody involved in putting the World Trade Center into privatization is a Zionist, a Jew, and is connected to the establishment over in Israel and the Mossad. Of course, there was two Israelis who were arrested on the George Washington Bridge with a truck bomb. And just before they attempted to blow up the George Washington Bridge, there was a fake phone call put into the NYPD by the presumably two Mossad agents, claiming that they saw Palestinians mixing a bomb in a van, and it turned out to be Israelis. And what do you know? On television on 9/11, I remember, I think I was like 11 years old when it happened, but I remember vividly they're showing us a video of supposedly dancing Palestinians in the West Bank celebrating 9/11. That was all over the television. And they were trying to project the Palestinians as the enemy, Arabs as the enemy. The first person on television to blame Osama bin Laden was Ehud Barak, the Israeli defense minister, was on the BBC within an hour of the collapse of the Twin Towers, saying that Osama bin Laden had done it. And there was another Jewish personality named Jerome Hauer, who is a top-level official in New York with Rudy Giuliani, and his mother was part of Hadassah, a women's Zionist organization. He's on television on CBS trying to convince us on the very day that the buildings came down not from explosives but from jet fuel fires and the impact of the planes. And he went on to blame Osama bin Laden. So he had the entire official story of 9/11 on the day on television trying to convince us. So
amazing.
It's incredible. It's right in the media broadcast. You can see clearly who wants us to believe Osama bin Laden did it. And it's undoubtedly Jews and Zionists who benefited tremendously from 9/11 and were openly rejoicing, saying that this was a great thing for Israel. This was the most important public relations act ever committed in favor of Jewry. And they got everything that they wanted from 9/11, which was wars against their enemies in the Middle East, Iraq, and they've taken out several countries since then, Libya, Afghanistan. Now they want us to destroy Iran and Syria.
Amazing. We do have some callers lining up. Let's take go ahead, finish.
I just wanted to get a few things in before that. Yeah, Adolf Hitler is proclaimed to be this racist or a supremacist. This is a complete joke. The people claiming that he's a supremacist are supremacists. Jews, in their holy books, openly profess a supremacy over Gentiles. In the book of Isaiah, it says, kings will be your foster fathers, and their queens your nursing mothers. They will bow down before you with their faces to the ground. They will lick the dust at your feet. Then in the Zohar, it states that living soul refers to Israel, who have holy living souls from above, and cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth to the other peoples who are not living soul. Rabbi Schnur Zalman of Liadi, he was the founder of the Chabad Lubavitch sect of extremist Jews. He said, quote, Gentile souls are of a completely different and inferior order. They are totally evil and with no redeeming qualities whatsoever. All Jews are innately good and all Gentiles are innately evil, unquote. Rabbi Kook the Elder, and that's a fitting name, Kook, he was the revered, he was a very revered rabbi in Israel, and said that, quote, the difference between a Jewish soul and the souls of non-Jews, all of them in different levels, is greater and deeper than the difference between a human soul and the souls of cattle, unquote. And that's from Israel Shahak's book, Jewish Fundamentalism in Israel. There was a very highly respected rabbi who was a U.S. congressman, would genuflect in his presence. His name was Menachem Mendel Schneerson. He's known as the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and he explained that, quote, this is what needs to be said about the body. The body of a Jewish person is of totally different quality from the body of members of all nations of the world. A non-Jew's entire reality is only vanity. It is written, quote, and the stranger shall guard and feed your flocks, in Isaiah 61:5. The entire creation of a non-Jew exists only for the sake of the Jews, end quote. And this was reiterated by Rabbi Ovadia Yosef, who's the head of the Shas party in Israel. It's the third largest political party in Israel, and he declared openly that Gentiles exist only to serve Jews as slaves. And he said, and I'm going to quote, Goyim were only born to serve us. Without that, they have no place in the world, only to serve the people of Israel. Why are Gentiles needed? They will work. They will plow. They will reap. We will sit like an effendi and eat. That is why Gentiles were created, end quote. And that's from the Jerusalem Post. So time and time again, we have Jewish leaders, Jewish religious figures coming out openly proclaiming their supremacy over Gentiles. Yet we have these nonsensical stories of Adolf Hitler as the greatest devil in the world, when we know it's his enemies were the leading progenitors of supremacy in the world.
Just the fact that every United States citizen is paying usury to these people is indicative of the way that they think of us. In other words, they are collecting money from our labors.
Right.
Very interesting.
Absolutely.
You know, after the sinking of the Lusitania, New York papers and the London papers showed a picture of the Germans taken at another incident altogether, but showed a picture of a bunch of happy Germans celebrating, and they said they're celebrating over the sinking of the Lusitania. And that's how these people take a picture and promote it as something totally different. All right,
absolutely. Well, yeah, by way of deception, thou shalt do war. That's always been their strategy, is manipulation, deceit, and deception. They are masters of psychological projection and lies, which they've been using very efficiently to demonize their enemies. It seems any time the Jews find an enemy in the world, they become the enemies of other Gentiles. They project these people as our enemies, and that we
yes.
need to go take care of them. For example, in the late 1800s and early 1900s, the Russians seemed to be the big adversary of Jewry at the time, because they were resilient to Jewish revolutionary banditry. The international Jewish bankers were financing Jewish Marxists to take over Russia. And this is a quote from a Jewish communist leader named Grigory Zinoviev. He said, quote, "To overcome our enemies, we must have our socialist militarism. We must win over to our side 90 million out of the 100 million population of Russia under the Soviets. As for the rest, we have nothing to say to them. They must be annihilated," end quote.
Wow.
In the 1930s and 40s, of course, the Germans were the new enemy of Jewish political ambitions, because they were resisting Jewish domination. And when Adolf Hitler came to power, he kicked the Jews out of power and put in measures to prevent them from regaining their influence. And what do we hear from a Jewish person when this happened? He said, quote, "A final solution. Thus, we find that there is no middle course, no act of mediation, no compromise to be compounded, no political or economic sharing to be considered. There is, in fine, no other solution except one, that Germany must perish forever from this earth," end quote. That was Theodor Kaufmann in his book Germany Must Perish, published in 1941. And in recent times, today, who are the big adversaries of international Jewry? That would be the Arabs and the Muslim nations. And what do we hear coming from the Jewish community and Jewish leaders? This is a statement by Rabbi Avadia Yosef, who I previously quoted. He said, quote, "It is forbidden to be merciful to them. You must send missiles to them and annihilate them. The Lord shall return the Arabs' deeds on their own heads, waste their seed and exterminate them, devastate them and vanish them from this world," end quote. And that's from an article from the BBC News called "Rabbi Calls for Annihilation of Arabs." So
well,
we know
they don't change their tactics much, do they?
Exactly.
All righty. Let's take a call real quick. Let's take Paul in New Jersey. Paul, welcome to the program.
Hello, Deanna.
Hi.
You know, when you're going to sit around in public and broadcast and claiming you're the de facto leader of the truth movement, and you bandy about how truthful you are the time, as Alex Jones does.
I don't think I've ever done that, Paul.
I know you don't, but I'm just saying. The leading supposed in the truth leader is supposedly Alex Jones, and it's time he is basically called out for his untruthfulness and lack of correctness historically.
Okay, Paul, stay over the break. We do have to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
The Self-Reliance Expo is coming to the Mesquite Convention Center February 10th and 11th. The keynote presenter is Mike Adams, the health ranger and editor-in-chief of naturalnews.com. Come and hear what more than 3.2 million people read about from Mike Adams every month. Mike will be speaking on survival nutrition, how to choose foods and supplements that will keep you alive and healthy. Hourly education workshops and presentations will be taking place each day at the Self-Reliance Expo. Classes include cooking essentials by Sun Ovens, personal protection, home defense, canine demonstrations, homeschooling, learn to suture by Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy, and how to build underground structures. This is one expo that is a must for all ages. There will be prize giveaways and drawings, exhibitor awards, and much more. For more information, go to selfrelianceexpo.com. Like us on Facebook and save $2 when buying your tickets online. Kids 12 and under are free. Tickets valid for both days, so bring the whole family. selfrelianceexpo.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is ZCF, and that stands for Zion Crime Factory. His website is zioncrimefactory.com, and we were talking to Paul from New Jersey, and I guess I was pretty arrogant to think that you might have been referring to me when you were talking about somebody that's in the truth movement. But continue, Paul, with your thoughts.
Truth, so that's why I'm not condemning you publicly. but Alex Jones, back in the 90s, was talking about how the Germans restricted guns.
So at the time, that's not true.
I know. So at the time, I went to the National Alliance or National Vanguard Books and purchased through them actually a translation of the gun laws in Germany at the time. Both, and they have it both in German and in English. And I read the English section. And lo and behold, what Alex Jones said about the restrictions of the gun laws were completely false. So early on, I caught him in a complete falsehood. Then what I see him doing, too, is he seems to project away from the Zionists onto the royal families and the House of Windsor as being the onus of all evil. You notice that? And I also notice that he projects upon them, he calls them heavily, and he said this several times, they're inbred, and because they're inbred, they are psychotic. This is what he says. Now, listen, there's a book by Richard Goodman called Genetic Disorders Amongst the Jewish People, which basically, and it's written by a professor in genetics from Tel Aviv University, and in it he basically says that the Jews are actually probably the most inbred race on the planet from centuries of just intermarriage and endogamy as they lived through Europe and elsewhere.
Right.
And so what Alex Jones is doing is he's, like you said earlier, he's projecting on the royal family what he won't talk about the Jewish power. And one last point is his omission and avoiding of getting Alan Sobrowski on as a guest also is indicative of how he wants to blame 9/11 on Gentiles every chance he gets and steered away from the true culprits. So much for his truth movement.
Right.
And I also urge, one last thing before I go, is I urge people who are going to his, he's putting on some kind of like a show on the road and he's taking it on the road. I urge people to heckle him the way he urges others to heckle others. Okay.
Right. Okay. And maybe we'd all get a bullhorn.
Exactly. I mean, if it's good for him, then he should get what he does in return.
Exactly.
All right. But you're doing a great job, you two, and I'm going to have to check out your website, Z. Okay.
All right,
sir.
Thanks,
Paul.
There's actually a video of Alex Jones on YouTube where he is. This was when he was a bit younger, but he says, "I support Israel." And he, wow. there's a video of him where a guest was, this was off the air, but there was a video recording them, and the guest says that the Zionist Jews totally control the presidency, and it's hard to talk about even on this show, and Alex Jones says, "We do now, but it just doesn't even do any good," or something to that effect.
Sure.
So he's on record, admittedly, he refuses to talk about this, and it's deliberate, and he's lying. Constantly making up things about Adolf Hitler and the Nazis, and he's projecting Jewish crimes and Bolshevik-style tyranny onto National Socialism, and that's what the Bolsheviks did. They blamed all of their own crimes, all of the crimes committed by Stalin, the NKVD, or also known as the Cheka during World War II, they blamed all of their own crimes on the Germans during the Second World War and the Nazis, and they continued to promote Bolshevik murders as Nazi murders, even today.
Right, and I think they also did the pogroms in Russia. All righty, let's take John in California.
John, hey, Deanna. Hey, Deanna, thanks for taking the call. I appreciate it. How's it going, Zion Crime Factory?
It's going good. How are you?
Good, man. I just wanted to call in and commend you for all your efforts. You've got a phenomenal website, probably one of the best sites out there, hands down. And the previous caller was exactly right about Alex Jones. I mean, when I first started looking into 9/11, I was sort of led in that direction. I was listening to Alex Jones and, some of the more mainstream 9/11 truth people. And then, I happened to come across Zion Crime Factory's article, Israel Did 9/11, All the Proof in the World. And,
right.
I also watched 9/11 Missing Links, which is, the best documentary about 9/11, in my opinion. And,
Absolutely.
It's just indisputable at this point that Israel and, a network of Zionist Jews did 9/11. I mean, there's no other way around it. And, in my own efforts, I've tried to bring this information to, the 9/11 truth community, and it's just falling on deaf ears. Everybody is so afraid to speak publicly about this. I mean, I've had tons of people come up and, say that, they agree with me 100%. They know, Israel did it. And, they know basically the Jews control the country, they control the, the media, the banking system. But as soon as you say the word Jew, everybody is turned off. I mean, we can talk in generalities about whites, blacks, Democrats, Republicans, etc. As soon as you say the word Jew, it's like, you're completely ostracized. Nobody wants to have anything to do with you. And that's the problem that I've run into, in my own personal efforts. Speaking the truth and standing up for the truth. And it's just so frustrating and just shows that the big lie, the big Jewish lies of history, the Holocaust hoax, 9/11, these just completely dominate our, Western political discourse. And it's just so frustrating. It's tough to get a way around it.
All righty. We do have to go to a break. Thank you so much, John. Appreciate
Thanks.
Your call.
Thanks, John.
Be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Our bodies have different needs from person to person. Some need more of this, some more of that. But what is consistently the same about everyone is that we all need multiple vitamins and nutrients every day. But how to decide what's best? So many products out on the market make claims of being the best. Well, they can't all be the best. How can you know? Read and compare. Daniel Chapter 1's Endo 24 is packed full of all the vitamins, nutrients, protein, and carbs you need. Compared to Ensure or SlimFast, Endo 24 blows them out of the water completely. Get your full day supply of nutrients in Endo 24. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. And use the promo code 100A for a discount. That's promo code 100A. Call the order center and get your Endo 24, the full multivitamin, multinutrient meal replacement.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
This is Deanna, and our guest today is ZCF, and that stands for Zion Crime Factory. His website is zioncrimefactory.com, and we do have Sam from New Mexico. Sam, welcome to the program.
Hi. Wow, what a great show. I got the website that your guest is with from the previous talk show this morning, the other gal that came on before you, and in the meanwhile, I went to it. That's a great site. I mean, I'm going to be spending a lot of time on that. Really a good site. Thanks a lot. Anyway, I got a couple quick questions. One was, you were talking about the World Trade Center and Larry Silverstein. You mentioned also the name of the guy who was in, I think the director of the Port Authority that made the arrangements for Silverstein to acquire that building. What about the name John Tishman of Tishman Construction, Realty and Construction Company there in New York, which actually was the construction manager of the original World Trade Center? Do you have anything as far as connection? I know this guy is also Jewish and deals with a lot of the, I guess, top-ranking Zionist Jewish people there in New York City and across the rest of the United States. And he's also, I guess, a member of B'nai B'rith. But I've never heard his name mentioned in any of the things that Bill
I've never seen anything on him, anything particular pertaining to 9/11. So
he's considered the biggest builder in the United States, at one point. This was a few years back. And since then, I believe he's become known as the biggest builder internationally. I mean, he has rebuilt a lot of the casinos in Las Vegas. I think his company now has possession of the Rockefeller Center, the Chrysler Building. I mean, this guy is connected deep, deep, deep. And you don't hear his name, but evidently he appears to be the builder for the Zionist movement.
That's interesting. I wouldn't be surprised if he was involved in 9/11. They're just Jews were up and down. Their fingerprints were all over 9/11. And from day one, on the very day, the first people arrested in connection to the attacks, the only people arrested in connection to the attacks were Israeli Mossad agents. That should give you a very strong indication right there who was behind those attacks, who benefited from the attacks. Nobody except Israel. You can go to my website and watch all those videos I have up on my timeline. Israel did 9/11 all over world, which is pretty damning.
Right. One last question. Being that Tishman Realty and Construction in New York City, being that they built the original World Trade Center as far as the construction management was concerned, there was a lot of different subcontractors involved, but they were overseeing the whole project. Being that they go that far back with the building and he's B'nai B'rith and all of this stuff, would it be possible, I had asked this question to another talk show host and they didn't have an idea, but would it be possible that they built the building from the very beginning for the intention of bringing it down the way they did?
Sure.
It's possible. I have a quote from the founder of the Israeli Mossad. His name is Iser Harel. And in 1979, he predicted 9/11 and said that the tallest building in New York City would be hit by so-called Islamic terrorists. He told that to a Christian Zionist evangelist. But you have to understand that a false flag, you have to have somebody blamed for it. And the Islamic countries, the Islamic groups are the enemies of Israel, and those are the people who were targeted to take the fall for 9/11. And this fits in with previous Israeli false flag operations. They have a long history of carrying out terrorist attacks and having it blamed on their enemies because they control the media. They could blame it on anybody they want, and it's very easy because people just believe what they see on television. That's the majority of the people in any country are lemmings, and they will believe what they see on television. So if you just keep repeating something over and over again, like on 9/11, they were repeating the word Osama bin Laden over and over and over and over again, and people will believe it. It's as simple as that. It's an ancient, age-old propaganda technique that they've mastered.
Right.
All right.
Well,
thank you, Sam.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much. And,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
All righty. We have Lindsay from Georgia. Lindsay, welcome to the program. I think this is one of your most avid fans.
How's it going, Lindsay?
It's all right. It's a real pleasure to finally get to speak to you person to person, ZCF. And you too, Deanna. This is the first time that you and I have spoken person to person as well.
That's true.
I appreciate the support you've been giving me.
It's my pleasure. You know, that was one of the things that I wanted to discuss today on the air for everyone to hear, that people need to start going out and spreading the word and not just sitting in front of their computer screens reading and gathering knowledge. And if this is truly an info war, then that means sharing and getting the information out to people, not just ingesting and digesting the information, but getting it out there and disseminating, spreading the truth. And that's what I tried to do with your article. I spent, 3 solid weeks putting it on, I think, 3,000 or 4,000 YouTube videos. And
you were doing a great job there. I appreciate anybody who wants to promote my work. I'm more than willing to just take it off my website, put it on any website you want. I'm not making any money off of this. In fact, this is like the opposite of making money. This is like they put you in prison and then take away your livelihood. That's what happens when you criticize Jews openly. I just want to expose the truth. That's all I want to do. That's all I ever wanted to do when I started promoting this, when I started this war against the Jewish mafia a few years ago. So I appreciate all the support I can get.
And that's why I decided to make such a stalwart effort to support you and your, not just your one article, but you've got so much on your website. All of those videos and 9/11, all the proof in the world Israel did 9/11. Folks, all of you listening to the sound of my voice, you have got to go to www.zioncrimefactory.com. Just go to the site, because once you get to the site itself, if you have any doubts whatsoever about who is really doing this to our planet, all of your doubts will be gone. And once you've digested, digested that information, don't just sit on it. Go out and make print out copies of one page flyers or two page flyers, and hand those out to people wherever you can. I mean, leave it in bathroom stalls. Whatever you have to do to get the information to the people, do it. Because the way things are looking, we have only a short time before the heebie-jeebies pull something else like they did in 9/11, or like they've done with Levant Affair, or like they did in Greece, or you name it. Now, putting that aside, there were some quotes that I wanted to share with people that they may not otherwise hear unless they go to your article or hearing them. Now, may I go ahead and do that, Deanna?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Now, this comes from your article. Quote, "The Encyclopedia Judaica article on communism substantiates much of what so-called anti-Semites have long been saying about communism and the Soviet experiment's Jewish origins, motives, and character. It confesses, quote, the communist movement and ideology played an important part in Jewish life, particularly in the 20s, 30s, and during and after World War II. Individual Jews played an important role in the early stages of Bolshevism and the Soviet regime. In some countries, Jews became the leading element in the legal and illegal communist parties, and in some cases were even instructed by the Communist International to change their Jewish-sounding names and pose as non-Jews in order not to confirm right-wing propaganda that presented communism as an alien Jewish conspiracy."
Right.
It continues by admitting that the anti-Semitic counteroffensive of the White Russian armies, the Tsarists, in 1918, drove the bulk of Russian Jewish youth into the ranks of the Bolshevik regime. This means that the majority of all young Soviet Jews were communists. Jews, it says, found great opportunity within Bolshevism, quote, occupying many responsible positions in all branches of the party and state machinery at the central and local seats of power. Now, that's right. Just one quote that I wanted to
right.
Go ahead.
I got another one for you. It's from a book published in 1939 by a Jewish supremacist rabbi named Harry Watan. It was called "The Program for the Jews and an Answer to All Anti-Semites, a Program for Humanity." And he says on page 148, and I quote, "It is not an accident that Judaism gave birth to Marxism, and it is not an accident that the Jews readily took up Marxism. All this was in perfect accord with the progress of Judaism and the Jews. The Jews should realize that Jehovah no longer dwells in heaven, but he dwells right here with us right here on earth. We must no longer look up to Jehovah as above us and outside of us, but we must see him right here within us," end quote. And basically saying that Jews are living gods on earth.
ZCF, that's absolutely right. In fact, one of the things that I've said on theuglytruth.wordpress.com, which is Mark Gwynn's site, is that the Jewish people are, quote, and I don't know if I coined this term or if I heard it from somewhere where I forgot, but they are God incarnate. God hyphen incarnate, I-N-C-A-R-N-A-T-E, meaning that they don't worship God as, you know, the ethereal being. They themselves, the Jewish
right.
people, are God incarnate.
Exactly. And
it's insanity.
Yeah, and on page 99, he goes on to say, and I quote, "Since the Jews are the highest and most cultured people on earth, the Jews have a right to subordinate to themselves the rest of mankind and to be the masters over the whole earth. Now, indeed, this is the historic destiny of the Jews," end quote. And on page 100, he says, quote, "Judaism is communism, internationalism, the universal brotherhood of man, the emancipation of the working class and the human society. It is with these spiritual weapons that the Jews will conquer the world and the human race." And if you take that in conjunction with the article that I unearthed from the New York Times in 1980 with the Zionist leader named Rabbi, Rabbi David Wolfson.
I was just about to say that. David Wolfson.
He said that the Jews at the the Zionist Congress gathering in 1907 at The Hague, he said that the Jews must conquer the world, from the Jewish-owned New York Times. So time and time again, we have Jewish sources, Jewish newspapers, Jewish leaders openly bragging about their agenda to rule the earth and enslave the Gentiles of the world.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, if for people who keep talking about the Jesuits doing this and the Jesuits doing that and the Black Pope this and right. that Israeli diamond merchant, what's his name? Eric John Phelps, that Israeli, yeah, that diamond merchant, that shill trying to obfuscate the truth. Did you know that there's a website that lists the Jewish members of the Jesuit order? Did you know that? Called JewishJesuits.com.
I'm actually the one who first brought attention to that website and exposed that the founding members of the Jesuit order, the first five members, were Jewish, were crypto-Jews.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
No, the thing is with the Jesuits, you can make a YouTube video about the Jesuits slamming the Vatican, attacking the Vatican, and your videos won't be taken down. Your books
Absolutely.
Will be published. Nobody's going to prevent you from speaking against the Vatican or the Jesuits. The mainstream media has been attacking the Vatican, bringing up these pedophile priest scandals from, you know, decades ago, yet they don't mention any kind of Jewish crime. They cover up any kind of rabbis who are caught as pedophiles, and there's an abundance of those. So the mainstream – go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, but don't you think, ZCF Indiana, that it's really, really funny that it's always the spooky Jesuits doing this and the Jesuits behind the scenes doing that and they're going to take over the world. And it was who was it who created and literally took over from the inside out the entire Jesuit order? By, if you go to JewishJesuits.com, you can see hundreds upon hundreds of names of the most prominent Jesuits who were in fact crypto Jews, and not just crypto Jews, but some of them were in fact open former Jews.
Right. It's not only that, but the Jesuits have absolutely no influence. Where is the Jesuit lobby? Where's the Jesuit version of AIPAC and the ADL? It doesn't exist, because the Jesuits are like elderly priests up in the Vatican in Italy. They have no influence at all.
Well, Deanna and ZCF, I wanted to say something else. I sent your article to every host on RBN, every host on GCN, every host on Oracle Network, okay? I sent that article in an email along with quotes and imploring them to have you on as a guest or at least talk about the article. Only two people, besides Deanna, but only two hosts. Mike Harris was one, and Melody from Oracle Broadcasting was the other, who gave me any kind of response whatsoever. Those are the only two who had anything at all to say about one of the most important articles that has literally ever been written dealing with this issue. And I really would like someone to explain how Oracle, RBN, and GCN – well, GCN I can understand. But how is it that RBN and Oracle hosts – are afraid to come out and just – not all. I mean, you of course, Deanna, and maybe Rick Adams, but that's it. Everyone else will remain silent, even giving so much as a response. Go ahead, Deanna.
Well, I think that a lot of that has to do with the things that people believe, because so many people in the truth movement actually believe some of the lies that have been told about Adolf Hitler, about Germany, because remember – you get it in the media, you get it in the government schools, you get it from every aspect of your life. And so you are going to have even RBN hosts who believe some of that stuff. You know, they won't trust the government about any other thing. You know, they know that the government lies about, you know, dozens and dozens and dozens of things. And yet they accept the lies about Adolf Hitler and about Germany.
Go ahead, Cecilia, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a programming issue. People are being bombarded by hollow hoax propaganda 24/7. There's at least two or three major films every year about the hollow hoax. And then that doesn't even include the sort of docudramas and television shows that touch on that issue. So when people are constantly being bombarded with pro-Jewish, pro-Zionist propaganda, they're being told to feel sorry for the Jews, feel bad for the Jews, and that the Jews can do whatever they want in the world, or else you're anti-Semitic, then it's going to rub off. I mean, it's pretty effective. They have a lockdown on the world's media, not just America, on global media, and they use it to their advantage quite well.
Absolutely. Well, there's a video on YouTube, and I don't have any time to play anything, but it says, you can type it into YouTube and see it for yourself, quote, Netanyahu brags about how easy it is to manipulate the United States. Now, it goes on, but at the end of it, the transcript, it says, at a point in the middle of the video, Netanyahu asks the cameraman to stop taping, but continues and says, Netanyahu says what he really thinks for the first time, bragging about how easy it is to manipulate America, and proudly explains how he sabotaged the Oslo process. It's not the Jesuits doing this.
We do have to cut to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back. Our guest today is ZCF, and that stands for Zion Crime Factory. His website is zioncrimefactory.com. And I second Lindsay. Absolutely, people must share this information, this program, and even if you do, print something off, you know, go to the grocery store and hand it out. So anyway, Lindsay's quite a big fan.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I appreciate anybody who wants to promote my website, promote my work, promote my videos. I got, if you're not a fan of reading, well, you can watch my videos. If you're not a fan of sitting down and watching videos, then you can read my articles. So I got everything for any kind of person who wants to discover the truth for themselves and has an open mind.
Great. All righty, we still have a couple of phone calls. Let's take Joel real quick from Wisconsin.
Howdy.
Hi.
Unlike the Holocaust hoax that happened 60 years ago on another land, the 911 hoax happened right here in front of everybody. So anyone that promotes the idea that hijackers, Muslim hijackers with box cutters pulled this off is either naively ignorant or they're in on it. And they have to be looked at it exactly that way. And one quick thing about Alex Jones. I used to listen to him years ago, and he used to brag that his dad was a high-level Mason. That came right from the horse's rear end.
I agree. Yeah, 9/11 is a big issue for people because it happened, 10 years ago or so, and it's the catalyst for everything that's going on now, and they have been using it to launch these litany of wars against the enemies of international Jewry in the Middle East. They butchered Iraq. They slaughtered Afghanistan. They butchered Libya recently, and now they want us to annihilate Iran. And the reason they want to go after Iran, the whole BS about nuclear weapons is just the same garbage that they were spewing about Iraq back in 2003, coming from the same Jewish neocons in Washington. But the real reason they want to destroy Iran is because Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in 2006, he had a Holocaust debunking conference in Iran where he brought a brain trust of revisionists from around the world to have a conference to debunk the Holocaust. And anyone who attempts to take on the official Jewish version of World War II seems to get either destroyed or thrown in prison or physically assaulted. That is the main myth that they have been riding on for their quest for world domination. And I think that's one of the main topics that I want to continue to dismantle is the Holocaust hoax, because it is such a powerful propaganda tool for Zionism and for Jewish supremacy around the world.
You might have luck with the younger people, but I think there's no hope for the older ones. It's been too entrenched in their minds.
Well, it's good a luck. Mixed bag. There's some younger people who are also very brainwashed as well. So I talk to a lot of older people who are pretty hip to a lot of these things. So I'm trying to reach out to all ages, all groups of people.
All righty. Thanks, Joel.
So long.
We have run out of time. It's been just wonderful having you on the program again. We have to have you back. And good luck with your efforts. I really admire and appreciate you so very, very much.
Thank you, Deanna. I appreciate you having me on your program again.
Well, you have a lot of courage. You have a lot of courage.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you so much. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.
The next